Federal leaders like you know that modernizing IT requires updated technology and a culture shift. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
40 years after President Jimmy Carter signed the Inspector General Act, IGs have grown in strength and number. But neither the Trump nor the Obama administrations seemed to make it a top priority to fill vacant IG slots, at least at some of the large departments and agencies. Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman has more.
As Congress reviews the Trump administration's plans to reorganize the government, Senator Heidi Heitkamp has her own restructuring idea, moving the 73 federal inspectors general out from under their agencies and into their own independent agency. Heitkamp pitched her idea Wednesday at an event organized by the Council of the Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency, or CIGI. This year marks the 40th anniversary of the Inspector General Act. Heitkamp says her proposal would make the IG community and the Government Accountability Office an extension of Congress.
If I were king of the world and could change this, I would make you an independent agency collectively with assignments to various agencies and accountable to Congress.
A major restructuring of the IG community would likely face significant pushback from fellow lawmakers. Last month, House lawmakers pushed back on the Trump administration's plans to reshuffle the Office of Personnel Management, privatize the Postal Service, and merge the Departments of Education and Labor. But Heitkamp's plans reflect growing frustration on Capitol Hill with the lack of permanent IGs in place at agencies. According to the Project on Government Oversight, or POGO, 13 agencies currently lack a confirmed permanent IG, and at least 10 of those have been without a permanent IG for more than a year. Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee Chairman Ron Johnson says lawmakers and the Trump administration need to fast-track IG confirmations.
It doesn't do much to talk about IGs when you have 13 vacancies right now. So let's modestly address individual problems, and when it comes to IG, let's get a process so we know, regardless of administration, we have IGs in every agency.
The Senate currently has 6 pending IG nominations that it has yet to confirm, but those only make up a fraction of more than 140 pending political nominations. Last month, the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee held a confirmation hearing for Terry Donaldson, President Donald Trump's pick for the Energy Department's Inspector General. The agency hasn't had a permanent IG in more than 1,000 days. Paul Light is a public policy professor at New York University. He says recent administrations have not made IG nominations a top priority.
The IGs are the last appointed in administration after administration, so this is an ongoing issue. But so near the very tail end of this process, you also have the budget, the personnel, the main management positions are always late. So part of the issue is how do you get administrations to pay attention to the internal operations?
In order to expedite the confirmation of IGs, Johnson says he supports shrinking the number of president-appointed Senate-confirmed positions.
Bottom line is we need to streamline the appointment of IGs so that they're in place. From my standpoint as well, I think we have far too many confirmable positions in the Senate. I think the elections matter, and any president ought to have the right to staff his administration with people that agree with his views. And you know, I would have maybe a couple hundred confirmable positions, not the 1,000-plus.
Heitkamp says moving IGs out from the agencies they serve would give them more of the independence they need to conduct investigations. In some cases, she says agency leadership doesn't have an incentive to advocate for IG resources.
If I were running an agency and I wanted to run that agency however I wanted to run it, I wouldn't necessarily be clamoring for an IG to be appointed, would you? Yeah, that's just another level of accountability. And so my point is, who benefits the most from the work that you do? And I would tell you, I think it's the United States Congress. It's the job that we have in oversight, the job that we have in appropriations and accountability that can come to your recommendations in the appropriations process.
But in the absence of sweeping reform, Heitkamp says the IG community should focus on cross-agency oversight.
I think one of the things that we could be better focused on is categorization. Where's the low-hanging fruit, the obvious things that everybody could be doing that you see kind of systemically in terms of failure for efficiency and effectiveness, potential for fraud, which we're always looking at? What is the low-hanging fruit that would be easy to do and easy to encourage across agencies to accomplish? And I think that beyond that, then what are the things that need legislation? What are the things that we're doing just to check a box where it's not effective?
In April, CIGI released its first report on government-wide management and performance challenges. The list highlights many back-office functions like IT security and human capital management. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley says the IG community has more people, more resources, and more oversight tools than Congress, and plays a critical role in keeping lawmakers informed.
Inspectors general are a force multiplier for congressional oversight. They are the eyes and ears of the executive branch. They help us make sure the work of holding the government accountable gets done. Congress does not have the time or the resources to look into all the potential waste, fraud, and abuse in the executive agencies. Even our oversight committees and staff who are focused on this work laser ways do not have the capacity to investigate everything that goes on.
But at times, the relationship between agency management and their IGs has been uneasy. Last month, Acting Veterans Affairs Secretary Peter O'Rourke sent a scathing letter to agency IG Michael Missel following a routine request for agency records. O'Rourke claims the VA IG has acted inappropriately and recklessly in previous investigations. Before Congress passed the Inspector General Empowerment Act in 2016, IGs faced an uphill battle getting access to agency documents. But before that, the original IG Act that President Jimmy Carter signed in 1978 gave agency IGs access to all agency records. Grassley says IG employees need to speak up if their agencies continue to block document requests.
Agencies cannot be trusted to restrict the flow of potentially embarrassing documents to IGs who oversee them. If the agencies can keep IGs in the dark, then Congress will be kept in the dark as well.
Looking ahead, Johnson says he's in favor of giving inspectors general subpoena power over their agencies, but recognizes that big fights have erupted over smaller matters.
Look at how hard it took us to get the reform of the IG Act so you actually had access to the information you need to do your job. You know, we need testimony and subpoena power so that when people retire ahead of the posse, you can go talk to those folks. But again, just giving you the basics, the power to get the information you need from the agencies, took a couple of years, as I recall.
In Washington, Jory Heckman, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Jory's story at FederalNewsRadio.com.